put a stop to Australia's innings. Oh, Bowen!
Peter Siddle!
200 test wickets, Bill. They don't just stumble into your account.
Oh, no.
You've got to have some class.
Yeah, which way? And a hat-trick.
No doubt about
hat-trick
that.
Get a hat-trick one day?
Yeah, up in Brisbane.
He's got him.
Beautifully done. Welcome to you, Sids.
How you going,
and
boys?
And congratulations, hey, Victoria, in hosting another Sheffield Shield final. Been a phenomenal performance by the Big V in the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, it's great. I think, to actually, you know, be hosting it and having a venue to actually play it at.
Well, that's good too.
That's the previous probably, you know, three that we played in. We had the Alice Springs couple, Hobart.
Yep, that's it.
But now, obviously you get to play it at the home, the new centre at
the Junction.
Park there, Junction Oval.
In some mighty New South Wales Blues, who had a good win on the weekend, so they got into the final, of course.
They did.
But a 14-man squad has been named. Cameron White comes back. Unfortunately, Nick Madison out with a broken thumb.
Yeah, the poor bloke. I think, you know, he's came down from New South Wales last year, and I think he would have been looking forward to having a crack at those guys again. But, the slips catch on the weekend. Just sort of caught his thumb. He didn't think much of it. And
how do you break a thumb in slips?
Oh, he didn't quite catch it, so he dropped it. So that's what cost him. But, he's been outstanding for us. So, yeah, obviously a huge loss. But, we're pretty lucky that we've had a pretty strong squad this season. So I'm sure his spot will get filled nicely.
I actually did break a thumb once at the Junction. A bloke called Peter King. Remember him? He played one Shield game for Victoria.
Kingy,
broke my thumb.
He'd be proud of that then.
Yeah. Sids, I don't care if you're Alan Border or Justin Lang. You think of the toughest cricketer ever. Mm. You cannot bat with a broken thumb. You actually can't hold on to the bat.
No, I think that's the big problem. Obviously, Matto being a batsman and needing the bat for a long time, it doesn't take much. Obviously, you've got to hold the bat firstly, but it doesn't take much to cop another knock. No. So
you can do it with a finger because you can sort of compensate, but your thumb, if it's broken, you can't inject it because then you've got no power in the bloody thing. It's an impossibility.
And then fielding.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think that was that was probably more the worry than batting. I think he was comfortable maybe giving it a go at batting, but one knock in the field and then we lose another player. Cool. Obviously, he had to play last game with only 10 batsmen. So a final, you want
to can't do
strength.
A lot of things with your broken thumb, I reckon, Jim.
Can't, like what, Bill?
Drink a can?
Yeah, like a beer. How do you hold a beer?
Or you're more likely to be able to do that than a cricket bat.
Because you can ice it at the same time there, Bill.
Oh, exactly, yes. Is it, bonus points come into this final, hasn't it? So Victoria can't win the toss and bat for 3 days. Is that right?
No, we can.
You can.
We can win the toss and bat for 3 days. But all that happens is on that first innings, in the first 100 overs, whoever has the most points, if it's a draw at the end, is the winner.
After the 100 over mark?
Yeah, so the 100 over mark is where the bonus points count. So you get all the wickets in 100, you get a point.
Yep.
And then any run over 200 up until the 100 over. So you pass 200 at 50 over mark.
Yep.
You got another 50 overs to make as many points, as many runs as you can to get as many points. So
clear as mud.
You got to think about it a bit more. But I think it's just about win the toss, bat.
That's right.
Go and then bowl them out. You have to get 20 wickets most of the time, so that'll be the plan.
And we were just talking before about Trent Copeland. What a phenomenal! He just keeps getting people out.
He just keeps
at about 118 k's.
Yep.
He's even slower than you.
He just keeps running in. He just keeps running in and getting wickets. We played him 2 weeks ago up in Sydney, and he got a couple of wickets. Just runs in, nibbles away, and just bowls loads of overs. So he's pretty handy. It's like having two spinners, but he just keeps you honest the whole time, and he just keeps taking wickets.
Harry
so he's
Conway,
they
got another big dopey thing, haven't they? Harry Conway.
Big Harry.
He bowls all right, but hey. James Pattinson, he's back, isn't he? He's fast, he's quick, he's getting wickets.
He's back, he's bowling well, and I think, obviously last two games been a good hit out for him. He's been superb, he's building up, and no doubt this week he'll be fully fit and firing.
Which is great for the Vics in the Shield final, but he gets through that, Sids, and I might be out on a limb when I say this, and I've said it now for a long time. If he is 100% fit, I don't care, Pat Cummins, Mitch Stark, Josh Hazlewood, Jai Richardson, I don't care who else is available for selection, he plays. That's 100%. How important he is to Australian cricket.
100%. I think his record speaks for itself. If people actually, Google his name and check out his stats at test level, they are outstanding. And I think we know even in the first class arena when he's had, when he was fully fit and played for an extended period of time that he demolished teams. I think it showed the last time he won the Shield final. And then he went straight over to England and did the same thing in English conditions for Nottingham. So,
but he would also bat seven for Australia.
Yep.
Tim Payne would bat eight. I reckon, because his batting is now unbelievably good too.
It is, it is. I think he's disappointed that he hasn't made as many runs as he would have liked this year, but you watch him play. He's got a great technique. He's patient and can score when needed. And I think he got 20-odd the other last weekend, and he just looks good. I think that's the difference between a tail ender and a lower order batsman is that he looks comfortable out there, whether it's pace or quicks. So he's going to be a lot of value to, obviously, the Victorian team this week, but also, obviously, his county stint and potentially the Ashes.
Especially, Bill, if the English conditions are like they were last time you were over there. They greened him up.
Yep.
They left all the soup in the pitches, yes. So they flew around everywhere. If the that's the case, ball. Our man plays.
Oh, but
if that's all, and so does Paddo.
Yeah,
because
no
Sid, it sits a seam up beautifully and takes it away from the right-hander.
With a juke ball.
Tailor-made.
The juke ball.
That's hooping around, isn't it?
It is. It swings a lot more here in Australia than it actually does in England, as weird as it all sounds. It's a slightly different ball, but in England, you still swing it a lot, but you get a lot of wickets off the seam.
Yeah.
Whereas in Australia, we probably get more with the swing. Than the seam movement. But, yeah, it's going to be exciting summer right. over in England.
All right, we got this one-day series happening in Pakistan, well, in the UAE yes. against Pakistan. And our man, Aaron Finch, there's no man who's been more loyal to us on this show, Bill. Loves the rush hour. Why wouldn't he? Sids is exactly right.
Sids.
And Aaron Finch. And he's gone bang, bang, 100-100 after having a little lean spots. Good to see.
It is great to see. I think, yeah, he copped a lot of criticism over in India. But I remember reading something last night. He'd gone, so the three innings before that, he got a 90, then he made a duck, 27, and these 200. So his last five hits, he's found some good form, and I think it's great. You know, you don't even want to see a mate get criticised, but, you know, to see him fight back like that. And they've been winning games. He's winning them matches, which is what we want to see.
Five in a row.
And Uz, by the way.
Uz he played. Yeah. He got 88 last night. He's on fire also. But Finch's last night, 153 not out. This is the second one day. Again, they chased down 280, two wickets down. 11 fours, six sixes last night. Mm-hmm. Finchie, he was just on fire. Uzzy's going well. So I asked Jim this. So is there spots there down the track for Warner? I see he got 50 overnight in the IPL.
Yeah, he looked good in his first hit out last night. I watched a little bit of it. Yeah, he ended up with 83 off 50 balls. So not a bad start from him, but it's going to be hard, isn't
Smithy.
It? Like, before this, you probably wouldn't have thought that Uz and Finchie would have been the opening partnership, but now
they've had about
300 plus opening stands now in the last probably seven one days. So they're on fire, but
they're going in, Sids.
They are going.
Surely it's Warner, Finch, Khawaja,
Smith,
and then Maxwell, Marsh. There's your top six. And the big oil rig.
You can't forget the big rig. The big rig. He's the most exciting one out of them all.
Who's
come
that?
On, guys.
Who's
big
the Stoinis? Stoinis.
Oh, big Stoinis.
Oh, he's a big boy, isn't he?
Oh, he's a very
spends
big boy.
A bit
he's a good man.
In the weight room?
Oh, he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah. It looks like he spends a bit of time out there tanning as well. Yeah, he's got a nice bit of colour
in front of the
him,
mirror.
But,
he spends time everywhere, Bill. The big rig. Don't worry. He brings a lot to the table.
He'd be a good mentor for you, Bill, I reckon.
Would he? I'd be a good mentor for him. I'd show him a couple of frothies because we've got some photos here of the Australian boys and you and Adam Zampa, very close there. Nice photo. But speaking of Stoinis and Pat Cummins, they're holding hands and laughing and carrying on. What was all that about?
Oh, you know, it's all about being a close-knit group, isn't it? And you know, showing a bit of man love for your teammates. I think that's the good fun and the good side of things from the boys. And I think you actually the other night on Zamps and Stoin were cuddling up nice and close on the TV watching Finchie whack a few. So they're in a good place.
He's cranky, Zamps, on the field. He gets very cranky.
Yeah, aggro man. Little small man syndrome, I think, from the little fella. But he's on fire as well. And him and Stoin are very close mates.
No thought of you going over there to replace Joe Richardson?
I wouldn't have thought so. I don't think they're sending anyone over. But we'll wait and see. I'll finish up here with the red ball and get over to England, play some more red ball. I think the Ashes is more something I'll be targeting than.
Sorry,
than
who
one
are you
days.
Playing for?
Essex over there. Leave on the 4th of April, so a couple of days after the Shield final finishes. Ooh. Jump on the plane, get over there, and get stuck into some more county cricket.
Nice. Now,
how many animals at home at the minute, Peter Siddle?
No, this is standard. Five dogs. I was going to say ducks then. Five dogs and
five dogs.
And six chooks, mate. Yeah. All good, all going strong.
Yeah, still looking after
loving
them,
the warm weather,
saving them.
Yeah, still rescuing them and stuff. But the missus ends up doing most of the work. I'm never home, so she gets stuck with them. But
what
she
happens
loves
when
it.
You go to Essex?
Yeah,
she stays at home.
No, Yeah. You just leave her at home with the dogs.
Leave her at home. She's got work, so she works hard back here, so she'll do her work. She'll come over for a couple of stints to see me, and her sister will come in and fill the void for a couple of months she's away. But so pretty lucky there.
And what about the diet? We changed it up, or what are we doing now? What are we eating nowadays?
Nah, still the same, mate. Still going strong. Yeah, feeling good.
Bananas?
Yeah, still a few bananas per day. Everyone thinks it's 30, so I'll just stick with that one. Just to keep everyone happy.
Go with it.
And still teetotal?
Yeah, still teetotal.
Well, is that going to be forever in your life or just until you
finish playing cricket? I think so. I think now, yeah. I think I'm definitely a better person off it than I was when I was on it. Jim, you could probably contest to that on a few occasions.
Seeing me. Should get Pato on it too.
Oh, yeah, no, he's going strong at the moment.
Have you been back to a reunion, back to Morwell, and when you won the under-14s grand final and all the boys are nice and big and fat and onto their third marriage and they're all having a frothy and you walk in with a cup of tea?
And a lollipop. No reunions, but go back and catch up with my best mate and a few of the boys every now and again. But just on the straight and narrow, mate. Boy. Keeping it good.
Well done.
Not in too much trouble on
what
the other stuff.
What happened to your kangaroos at Optus Stadium yesterday?
I thought we weren't going to chat about this. I thought we chatted off air, so we'd get out of the way.
I want your official word on it, please.
Not much happened. obviously it was a disappointing start. It was hard to watch.
I tell you what I was doing, Bill. I was watching it with a former teammate of yours, Darren Steele, who played a lot of great footy for North Melbourne.
And Geelong.
And the two of us said the same thing. Three-quarter time, we both went, right, it's about enough of this.
You lasted three-quarter
time, and then we just said, no. Can't watch any more of that.
Bill has got the paper open here, and we looked down the bottom, and we're not on the bottom. So
It could be worse.
Lucky
Fremantle kicked 21 goals.
Yeah, Freo did.
They last year combined didn't kick 21 goals. In round one against you blokes, they've kicked 21.
I think Kevin McCarthy equaled his tally in the Coleman last year as well after round one. So
exactly.
It's not a great start.
The only way is up. Hey, good luck. Massive Shield final coming up for the Vicks. Good luck with that. And then Essex, and then obviously the Australian Test team later in a massive Ashes series.
Cheers,
good luck,
boys. Sids. Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate.